Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we take a look at the energies from November 4th through November 11th. There is a lot of energy moving around now that we're in November, which is the beginning of eclipse season. Plus, we are making our way to the 11/11 portal. We also will see Mars stationing direct on November 13th. And we have a very strong Scorpio new moon on November 15th. But all of that is happening next week. This week, we're going to take a look at what might be happening in your mind, especially anything that you feel stuck in or challenged by, anywhere that you are contemplating taking a new direction or a next step. We're going to talk about that because the Mercury energy is very strong this week. So before I dive into these areas and these energies, a quick note is that I am recording this podcast early before the presidential elections come out. So when you listen to this, it is before the presidential election results have happened. So therefore, I won't be commenting on any of that just yet. We will look at it from a higher perspective in another show. The other thing I want to share with you is that I really appreciate those of you who so eagerly wait for every episode of this podcast. I'm very grateful that I can offer you these messages and insights. And I know that sometimes they go live at inconsistent times. That's because it actually takes about 3 to 4 hours to create every podcast. And my schedule varies from day to day. So please note that I'm always aware that you're out there, you're listening, and I want to get you the podcast as soon as I can every Monday and Wednesday, but it does depend on other priorities that are happening. So just a little behind the scenes look into how this podcast is produced is that the taping of it where I speak is actually the easiest part, and then it's all the production afterwards that takes a few hours. So now we are into November. And we have Mercury station direct on November 3rd, and that happened at 25 degrees of Libra. This is where Mercury is actually hanging out for a few days, and as he does so, he is squaring Saturn in Capricorn at 26 degrees. This energy is the most intense November 1st through November 6th. And it really shows us what we have in our mind that's weighing on us. And I want to talk about this a bit more, work it through, untangle it, help you move through it, because it's been a very intense time and it's been a very intense year. 2020 has required a lot from us, and it's also been very unexpected in how the changes and developments have showed up. We've had world changes, we've had personal changes, we've had challenges, delays, things we had to look at in our lives, look at how we are living, how we're spending our time, how we're sharing our energy. Every area of life has been touched this year for each of us personally, and then of course, globally, we're seeing drastic world changes that are affecting how we live our lives. So all of this shows up in a very different way for each of us, of course. And what you're perhaps sitting with, contemplating, or feeling right now are your next steps as 2020 moves forward and we enter into 2021. This is a time of looking at what you need to live a meaningful life that is true to you, honors your energy, honors your dreams, really recognizes who you are now, and allows you to continue to grow and expand. The Capricorn energies have been incredibly intense for all of us. And this, of course, serves a divine purpose because the energies are really asking you to look at what is happening in this area of your life that needs to shift and change so that you can move ahead with greater levels of empowerment. But that isn't easy. It's one thing to think the thought or have the dream, but it's another to put it into action, to wait, to be patient, to not know, to have doubt, to not understand how something could transpire or what to do next. A lot of big questions come up. And I wanted to say all of this because Mercury at 25 and 26 degrees of Libra squaring Saturn in Capricorn is almost creating this deep tension and pressure around all of the changes that this year has brought up. And perhaps it's creating this heaviness in your mind about what's possible and showing you where your fears are. And this is important to acknowledge. I mentioned in last week's show that our fears are actually showing us where we want to stay safe. And our fears are showing us that there's a part of us in the past, and this could be in a past life or a past experience in this lifetime, where you were hurt. There was pain. There was emotional distress. Something happened to you that was damaging, traumatic. It really triggered you. It could have even been something that you never, ever, ever, ever want to go through again because the pain runs so deep. And I think that this is very common in our human experiences. We all have these times in our life or these experiences where we have deep pain, deep hurt, and we never want to go through it again. And so you can see how the fears that come up are messengers of protection. The fears are showing you where you don't want to be hurt again, or you don't want to experience something painful or damaging. The fear is trying to protect you. And if you go deeper into that energy of the fear, it comes from a place of love. That fear loves you. That fear is saying, there's danger here. Stay safe. Don't do it. I'm afraid that you'll get hurt again. And so the fear messages are very common, and we have them at different times, different ways, different volumes. But when you connect them to a place of love, it helps to shift the energy. So you could be wanting to make a big life change, but be afraid of everything that could happen or unravel because of that. You could be wanting to change your career or go into another passion or purpose that you've thought about for a long time. Maybe you want to move. Maybe there's something in a relationship that you need to change or that you're open to. All of this is normal. All of this is coming up right now because at the higher levels, we're assessing our whole lives. We're looking at what is important to me in this life and what do I need to do to create that for myself? What are the next steps? So please take this as it may resonate for you and of course apply it to your particular situation or what you're feeling. The fears are showing you that you're just trying to stay safe. You don't want hurt or pain, abandonment, rejection, betrayal, anything. You don't want any damage. You're trying to minimize risk. And the fears can seem even louder, or the emotional process can seem even bigger with the Scorpio energies, because the sun in Scorpio is about the undercurrents, what's working below the surface, what we're really feeling that others can't see, what we're really moving through. It also is where we have these experiences that only we know about that left an emotional imprint. And then all of that emotional energy can come up into the mind and get stuck, or it can be stuck in the body, it can be stuck in the aura, it can be stuck in your spiritual growth, it can just be stuck somewhere, and then that creates the energy circulating. I've described how Scorpio is like a hot tub where the energy circulates and it needs a filter. It needs to be cleansed and purified so that you're aware of where your power is and to put your energy and focus on that as you move through these fears. So the energies right now are very big in the mind, and you could be feeling stuck and feeling louder fears, feeling things come up that you thought you were done with, looking at some things that you didn't realize you still had energy for or towards. There's a lot that can be triggered at this time, and it's all about to shift. So as this Mercury in Libra squares Saturn, there is a pause that can show up as feeling stuck, discouraged, uncertain. It can feel like a depression. It can feel like a fear that you don't know what to do, and it can be overwhelming. So here's another thing to keep in mind about any of these fear messages. So not only do these fears ultimately love you and they want to keep you safe, they're showing you what you value. Whatever is circulating in your mind or in your energy, in your emotional world, is also connecting you to what has meaning, what is important to you, and what you value. And that, again, could be anything in your life that you want to start anew, where you're looking for a change, you're looking to try something, take a risk, put yourself out there, pivot, go a different direction. Anything that's coming up for you is showing you what's important to you now. And then the fear comes up as a danger or a warning sign to try to keep you safe. And all of this can be a process to move through. We all work through energies differently. We all move through energies at a different pace, a different speed, a different tempo. One thing you can always trust is your own process. Trust your process. Trust how you move through energies. Trust what you need to get through this or to get to the other side of this. But trust yourself and trust your process. But do not trust the fears. Do not trust the fears. The fears are a part of the process, but they're only a small part of what you're moving through. And the energy is going to shift as we move into next week, into the middle of November. So understanding that whatever is coming up is showing you something important to you, what you value, what you want, what has meaning. And what that's going to do is as Mercury moves back into Scorpio, there's the potential to reconnect that Scorpio energy to a desire. Because we've had Mercury retrograde in Scorpio, we've had this energy of looking at what's been going on under the surface and looking at what has really been driving you or motivating you, but also looking at what is coming up that is a fear or that something that can feel disempowering. As Scorpio energy gets stronger, it connects to a passion, a desire, a conviction. So we're going to have the sun in Scorpio, and we're going to see Mercury re-enter Scorpio on November 10th. And depending on how you've moved through your process, what you've come to understand, or what you've come to really get to the heart of for yourself through this work that requires vulnerability, that requires really being honest with yourself, what you arrive at is a new connection to what you desire. And that desire can be something that you've known about yourself, but now it gets re-energized. And I feel like what's going to happen, especially as we go into the next few weeks, the desire grows, it gets bigger, and it becomes a motivating force for what you want in your life next. If you're moving through something right now where there's no clarity, you don't have an answer, you feel uncertain, maybe you're even feeling very low energetically. You're just feeling like your vibe is off and you need to rest and your mind is heavy. There can be a heaviness like from the overthinking, the overprocessing, the overdoing. Know that this is just energy moving through you. It's just part of the process. Trust the process. Don't trust the fears. And know that it's going to shift the more honest you are about yourself and the clearer you are about what matters to you in your life and what you want. Mars has been moving incredibly slow, and throughout the month of November, Mars is basically stationary because he hangs out at 15 degrees of Aries for most of this month. And what that means is that there has been a need to understand why you go for something, what you truly want, what you truly desire, and how you go about it. And there is support right now to be in higher alignment and better alignment with divine timing. Keep in mind that if something is truly for you, it has your name on it, it's meant for you, it's part of your best and highest good. It supports your growth, it supports your expansion of your energy, of who you are. You won't miss it. You really won't miss it. It will either come back around and you'll have a strong feeling about it. It will present itself in a way that you just something clicks and you get it. It will be something that most likely will speak to you through various energies, various parts of your being. And yet we get stuck in our minds, don't we? We get stuck in the how is this going to happen, trying to figure out all the solutions, trying to know the answer, trying to understand all the possible things that could happen. It's part of our preparation. It's part of how we want to maintain a sense of control. But what the energies are showing us right now is that even if it feels like there's a disconnect here, a disconnect, I'm seeing it as the wheels in a clock that appear to be out of sync, almost like they're not rotating at the same tempo or the same pace. One wheel is the human energy and the other wheel is the spiritual energy, and they're re-syncing. They're getting into a higher alignment right now, but it requires us to get out of our mind, to get out of what we are perceiving or where the energy is circulating. And it could even be a downward spiral. It's almost like if you overthink something, it can feel heavy, and you can kind of tap into discouraging thoughts or defeat, depression, feeling like something is futile, like, oh, this is just a pipe dream, this could never happen to me. All those thoughts can really come alive when we're too much in our own brains. And what I'm seeing is that there's this re-syncing here where we need to slow down the mind's, I feel it as a power, the mind's power over us and over all of our energy, and to do something that gets you out of your mind, gets you out of the overthinking. And so this would be going towards something that is more feminine, meaning it is more creative, it is more physical. You're in your body, you're dancing, you're moving, you're not relying on your mind. You're doing something creative or artistic or intuitive. You're listening to music that helps you tap into a feeling or taps into the lyrics you need to hear. You're doing something that alleviates the pressure on the mind. Very important right now. And that's how you balance your energy. That's how you ensure you're not too much in your head, because again, that could lead you to places that you really don't want to go. And it's almost like shutting it down for yourself and saying, okay, I might maybe not going to know the answer today or this week. I spent a lot of time thinking about this. I'm still uncertain, or I still need my time. I still need to work through some things. I'm going to table it and come back to it later. Venus in Libra is opposing Mars retrograde in Aries at 15 degrees on November 9th. This is an opportunity to rebalance. It's a time to look at, what do I need to do to be alive, to get out of my head, to feel a release, almost like the release of tension, the release of pressure. What do I need to do to allow myself to trust again, to believe again, and to maintain my faith during a time when I don't know what's going to happen next and I don't know how it's going to show up? And I think these two wheels that I'm seeing that are out of sync is where we've been overactive in our human experience and out of touch with perhaps our spiritual or energetic needs. So this is a time to resync, to look at where you need to rebalance, where you need to take care of yourself, take care of your heart, take care of your world, take care of your needs in a way that isn't mental, that isn't based on the mind. And this is going to help you exhale, release, and reconnect to the bigger picture. The bigger picture. So all of this is also going to bring in some new, it feels like, downloads and openings of trust in the process, faith, and believing in the highest possible developments here. Because when you connect at that level, when you continue to assert that, it's going to help rise you up out of any of that heaviness or the emotional circling that can happen during Scorpio season. And remember, Scorpio is about rising. It is about rising above the fear, rising above where we feel powerless, rising up out of our own inner dungeons, and remembering that we're always connected and traveling with light no matter where we go. So I feel like what we're doing this week is really managing our mental energies, managing our emotional body, and staying aware of how that energy is showing up for us. Now, all of this is important because as we approach that 11-11 portal, it's always a time of master clearings. It's a time when there are very strong energies supporting what we want to release, what we want to transform, what we no longer want to carry, where we need help and support, and it reminds us of our power. So as we approach this 1111 portal, you're meant to see what you need to surrender and to also acknowledge that it's okay to walk with blind faith and trust in something where you can't see the end result. And in fact, this is when the most magical miracles and manifestations can show up. I'm going to say that again, the tongue twister, the most magical miracles and manifestations, because then you're walking into what appears to be a void, but it's actually a new energy, which is a new place of creation. And that is the transformation where you let go of your grasp on something, surrender it, and understand that that doesn't mean you're powerless. It means that you're opening up to a bigger power and a bigger energy force that's going to carry you forward. And so that's why I'm feeling this really strong transformation from the fears into a desire of what you want next in your life that you're going to feel with clarity and certainty and power. And it's going to be that power that actually helps propel things forward and will minimize the fear. It will minimize what you thought was stopping you, that maybe was just an illusion, maybe it was just a part of yourself wanting to stay, keep you safe. But there's something here where we go through this process over and over and over in our lives. And one thing you can do is look back on when you had a similar fear, a similar decision point, a similar life change, or you were just contemplating something hard and challenging that you were moving through. When you look back, you'll probably see how supported you were, how the next steps that unfolded were not things that you could have planned, were not things that you could have predicted or anticipated, that maybe it was okay to go through that full process, but that something beneficial turned up along the way. And this is interesting because what I'm feeling here is a really strong energy that can zap you, almost like being not electrocuted, but almost like you get that strong energetic feeling coming through that you can't ignore. And it happens for such a perfect reason and at such a perfect time that it's only in hindsight that you'll see why. So it's almost like whatever you're moving through now, your future self has already processed it, has already moved through it, has transformed deeply, and your future self is something you can connect to around whatever this is for you, whatever's coming up. Now, the energies are also really strong because we have Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn for the third and final time. It will be exact November 12th, but we're feeling the energies right now. It's happening at 22 degrees and 53 minutes of Capricorn. And this is also where we experienced Saturn conjunct Pluto back in January. So here we are in November, and we are revisiting how much has drastically changed for us since January. We're looking at how we have grown, what we've faced, what we've come to understand. Perhaps there's been a renewal of a passion, a purpose, a life direction. Perhaps that's what you're seeking to connect to or understand. This has been a very intense part of your chart, wherever 22 and 23 degrees of Capricorn is. It's where your life has changed permanently. And this is a completion energy here in November that's asking you to move ahead with faith in yourself, faith in what can show up, and a willingness to stay open to what you're learning as you go. The Jupiter energy brings in something beneficial and benevolent. And I do have a separate podcast for you about Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn. You can listen to that on YouTube. There is a playlist about the 2020 energies that has that specific episode. And I talk more about these energy signatures, so I don't want to repeat myself too much right now. But understand that there's a lot of energy culminating right now. It's showing up so that you don't miss it, but it's also showing you where there are new opportunities presenting themselves. And if you can reframe it in that way, that can help with feeling grounded, centered, and clear. So on November 9th, that is when we have Venus in Libra opposing Mars in Aries. And this is when both Venus and Mars are in their ruling astrological signs, meaning they're both strong. So there is strong support for balancing the feminine and the masculine, for making sure that you're taking care of yourself in all areas of your needs, all areas of your life and energy, and to ensure that you're managing it well. This is a balance point. Again, that's on November 9th. And also on November 9th, we have the Sun in Scorpio trining Neptune in Pisces at 18 degrees. Neptune is retrograde. And this is a time of receiving inspirations, receiving intuitive understandings around the bigger picture of your life. And there have been times in my life where I personally have been afraid to do something. And I've thought, you know, I don't have to do it, right? Do I need to do it? You know, what about this? What about that? There's the fears that come up and all the things that could go wrong or won't work out. And I move through my own process. And then I get to the point where I say, but if I don't try, if I don't at least make an attempt, if I don't at least go for it on some level, then I'll regret it. Then I'll look back and wish I had done something, wish I had tried, wish. And I come to the realization for myself that I don't want to live my life that way. I don't want to live my life looking back on the things that presented themselves or the opportunities, inspirations, anything that showed up that I was motivated to do. I didn't want to look back on my life and think, well, I wish I had done that. That just isn't how I want to live my life. So that's also something to keep in mind, is that when we have something that rises up in our energy, it's speaking to us often from a higher source, a higher consciousness, a higher place of our own energy. And so you could see that as your higher self, as your future self, as all of yourselves, whatever feels correct for you. It could be that you feel it as God, source, the universe, spirit, the angels, whatever you call it. It's coming to you for a direct reason and purpose. And part of our humanness is to stay safe, you know, be aware of the risks, be aware of what could possibly unfold. Try to think it through, try to think it out. But ultimately, what this year is about is establishing the next trajectory of your life. What's possible now that really wasn't possible in the past decade? It's interesting because when you look at the lockdown, quarantine, everything that's been shut down, it can be really easy to stay in that energy of, oh, my life is shut down, things are shut down. But the other way to look at it is if you go higher, there are new openings, there are new potentials, there are new opportunities that weren't available because the energy has been condensed, because things have had to be restrained. It's created this focal point, this sense of, okay, what matters right now in my life and what do I want to create next? It's almost like we have the opportunities for the next set of dreams, the next set of life potentials, the next choices, the next areas of our life that are ready to evolve and grow. And that's how we keep moving forward. So this is a big month and it's a big time. And if we are stuck in our heads, we can easily spiral down into the fears or listen to our thoughts or our inner talk too much. Get out of your head, do something with movement, dance, exercise, music, creativity, art, anything that moves the energy, balances the energy, and reminds you of the wholeness of yourself, but also the vastness of energies and even they're showing me this timeline of life, this timeline of your whole life. And it is a time of changes that are going to pay off. I just feel that with an interesting level of certainty for so many people. It's almost like whatever is opening up for you, the next door, the next pathway, whatever it might be, it's very intentional. And now I'm feeling it's coming in at a soul level. It's actually something happening energetically so that you don't miss it. So of course, look at how this resonates for you. Look at how this is showing up in your life. But know that November is a turning point month in many ways. So not only did we have Mercury station direct, we're having the third and final Jupiter conjunct Pluto in Capricorn at the same degree point that Saturn and Pluto were conjunct in January. We have the 11-11 portal. We have Mars stationing direct November 13th at 15 degrees of Aries. Then we have the Scorpio new moon at 23 degrees, which sextiles all of the planets in Capricorn. So by the middle of this month, the energy changes are happening quickly, and you could feel this rising up in what you want, what you desire, what matters to you, what you need to experience in your life. This can help with taking a risk. This could help with something moving forward. This can help with whatever has been delayed, postponed, put on the back burner. All of it changes around this month, and it's because of what we've learned and what we've energetically transformed in ourselves. So even though this could feel like a mentally heavy time, as I've just explained, what I feel is happening is a higher realignment, where those wheels are syncing up. The human wheel is syncing up again with a different frequency of spiritual energy. And it's an elevation in consciousness. It's an elevation in who you are, what you want, what you've come to understand about yourself. And it then opens you up to the next life chapter or dream or doorway. And it all is working together. It's really interesting to me that we have a lot of these big energies lining up within a 2-week period. And this alone can help you see how quickly life can change, how fast things can move ahead, and that whatever we're in, we don't have to stay in it for long when we know how to balance ourselves, right? Getting out of the mind, not doing too much overthinking or overworrying, and coming back to center and coming back into the wholeness of all of your energy and all of the ways you can continue to trust. Trust yourself, trust your feelings, trust your process, but to not trust your fears, since those are only a temporary energy that you can transform. And by the way, I say all this because I'm doing it too. I'm also working on things in my life. I'm also, you know, working on the next dream, the next chapter. So I do this with you and we do this together. And it's very important, I feel, that we are aware of ourselves in this way right now, because it also means that the manifestations and the areas of life that we're moving into happen faster. They accelerate, because once your energy is clearer, the manifestations come in more quickly and they aren't bogged down by energetic roadblocks. On YouTube, I have for you the Scorpio new moon chart that talks about the November 15th new moon. It's a very powerful one, and it's the beginning of eclipse season. So be sure and check out that video. Also, be sure to check out the November Soul Growth Astrology webinar program, where I go through all the astrology of November and we look at what is happening. And I do this in a way that you can see what's happening in your chart. And you're meant to bring your natal chart and follow along as I talk about these different degree points and to see what is being activated in your life right now and the themes that are coming up, especially with the eclipses that we are entering into. So you can check out that November Soul Growth Astrology webinar. Use coupon code Scorpio and you get it for $11. November is a big month. We're ready. It's time. Let's do this and understand that there are things that are going to be changing this month that are ultimately for your best and highest good. When you step into that place of empowerment, when you step into the desire over the fear, and when you're ready to move into this next area of manifestation and creation, that's ultimately a higher energy source from your soul, your higher self, and your future self. So I hope this has given you some good things to think about right now and that it's been beneficial. Please note that there will not be a Monday podcast as I will be offline on Monday, but I'll be back next Wednesday, November 11th, for our next Wednesday show. Thank you so much for joining me. As always, I appreciate your time, energy, and presence. I wish you a beautiful week ahead, and I hope that this has been a timely, energetic update for you to remind you of what's possible and to keep trusting yourself. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online or over at my author website, consciouscoolchic.com. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'll see you back here next Wednesday.